think of how to do this as I've been studying, and I just feel like today we're going to start with a little discussion, and hopefully it'll help us out as we go along. And so as we discuss, I really just want us to do just that, discuss. Don't try and think of the right theological answer. That's not the point here. We're not trying to get the right answers. I want us to kind of lay out there what we know, what we understand, what's in our hearts. And then we're going to use that just to, as we go into the Word. And we're just, I think, because I've been asking myself a lot of questions as I've been studying this. And I've been asking the Lord because, honestly, I guess I've never really thought a lot about joy. In fact, when we were doing that thing, a couple of months ago, and we were asking, okay, what is it? If there's something that you feel like you need in your life, that you want to grow in, what is it? When somebody said joy, I was kind of like, and there's actually several people that said joy, and I was like, I wouldn't think of that. I wouldn't have thought of that. And so I guess I haven't really thought about it or the importance of it, and yet as I began to look into this, it's all throughout Scripture. And you just see the heart of God. And so I just began to ask the Lord questions this week, of, all right, and just simple, like childish questions about joy. And so I kind of want to start there, and then we'll just begin to let the Lord, the Word, begin to speak into those things. So let's just discuss and just let it, I don't want anybody to feel like you got to have the right answer or, ooh, I don't know, that may sound funny. I mean, we call it Sunday school for a reason, right? Quote unquote school. So we don't need the right answers all the time. So having said that, I don't know if it was any of you guys in here, but if it was, so if any of y'all were the ones that said, I'd like more joy in, or whatever it is, I want more joy in my life. I want to understand more about joy. I want to grow in this. If that was you, what was it? Why? Why would you say that?
What's wrong with you?
Well, you may be like me. It's not even that I don't know. But in what way, was that anybody in here that was like, joy? That's one of the things I
said.
Is that anybody in here?
I don't remember. Honestly, if it was me, I think I said self-control and something.
Okay. And if it's not anybody in here, then for us, what place does joy have in our lives now? So, and I don't answer it however you want. I'm not asking the question necessarily as far as what level of joy or do you have joy, but what place does joy have in our lives now? What's its work in our lives? Anybody?
I think our joy should come from just knowing, it should be based on the Lord, knowing who the Lord is and not on our circumstances.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Amen. Do you find that for yourself, and this, again, anybody can answer this, do you set yourself to find that joy when you say it's in the Lord, to see Him and allow that joy, is that something that you set yourself to?
I mean, I would say I would try.
Okay.
But not all the time, Okay. Like you said, if you're not intentional about,
yeah,
just thinking about when you enter, let's just say a trial or a situation.
Okay.
You really have to be intentional on, okay, who does God say He is? And just have that settled confidence in His character and not in your circumstance.
Yeah.
But it takes intentionality to do that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
I think there's joy in knowing and fulfilling your purpose, and obviously in the spiritual, knowing it's God given, knowing that and fulfilling it, that's a joyful way to live.
Okay. Amen. We'll go ahead and get into this. So what is joy? So if we start talking about joy, what is joy? So define it.
So when I was in seventh grade, our English teacher said what is happiness, and we had to come up with a definition. And so what comes to my mind is what I said was it's being content with where you are, who you're with, and what you're doing.
All right, hold on. So our seventh grade answer is being content And what was the what was that?
With where you are, who okay, you're with, and what you're doing. That and she thought it was fabulous.
Do you want me to...
With where and what was the...
Where you are, who you're with, and what you're doing.
Do you want
to
write
for a second? Would you like for me to
scribe? And what you're doing. And what you're doing. You're like...
Thank you. She knew where I was headed. I can't keep up.
Very well.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right, what else? So good. So you got points for that one?
Yeah, she thought it was great.
Sweet.
Having two legs that work at the same time.
It certainly can be an aspect. So, but okay. I think right now I have joy despite this one not working.
I think about like Paul in the whole book of Philippians.
Okay.
An abiding sense of inner joy, basically. So, like,
circular definition. Okay. But go ahead.
So maybe I could just talk about it like this. He's in jail. He's been beaten. He's been forgotten.
Okay.
He's not being supported. In the middle of that, he's saying, "I have joy."
Okay.
And I want you to have joy too. So I would say it's
not circumstantial.
I would say it's all the things that you said, but not dependent upon those things for it. Like, it has another source. It's dependent upon God in the midst of all those things. Like, whether highs or lows, kind of a thing.
It's like what Rachel said, having contentment in Christ, nothing else.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Can you really section it off to just by itself? Isn't it connected to things? Like, joy is connected to... it's not just an emotion. Like, it's got hope, it's got peace, it's got...
So... While you guys were doing grounded, so we talked about that all these things, as we talk about patience and we talk about these humility, we find, as you begin to look, you find that these things are all just interrelated. It's hard to separate them out. It's hard. So in that discussion, and it's good to reiterate it again, when we say define joy, it's almost impossible to just box it off, wrap it up, and say, this is what joy is. And so that's not our intent. Yeah. It's just that we have thoughts about joy. We have an understanding about joy, and that's what I'm just looking for right now, is what is that? You know, what is it we think? When we think of joy, let's define that. What is that?
A fruit of the Spirit.
Okay.
I don't like Google's definition.
What was that?
A feeling of great pleasure and happiness.
Okay,
it's
so...
It's not wrong.
It's
incomplete. In one.
But like, joy is separate from emotion.
What does the Bible say? I remember taking this class years ago, and it was about a story of an older woman on her deathbed, and basically she explained that joy was a decision that she made. Like, and she explained how you could buy happiness and fun. You could go to Disney and buy fun, and pay for this, but it was just a conscious decision that she made each day to. But obviously, being a Christian,
this takes it a step further of the feeling of pleasure and happiness that is dependent on who Jesus is, rather than who we are and what is happening around us. So it takes the feeling of good pleasure and happiness, but it's just dependent on Him and who He is.
Okay, so go back to what you were saying. So what'd you say?
It's not an emotion.
Not an emotion.
I would say it's like a condition of the heart that's deeper than just the mind.
I'm loving this. Just keep going.
Oh yeah, I said it's a condition of the heart, because like what flows out of the heart, because it's deeper than just what your emotions and your mind, your thoughts.
So not maybe not just an emotion, or not an emotion. How do you want to say it?
It's a heart condition.
Yeah, it's a heart condition. It's not dependent on your
good heart condition.
It's not dependent on your emotions. It's a condition of the heart.
Rebecca Harris.
Which is why Paul could be joyful in prison, because his mind is probably thinking, this sucks, but his heart was in a different his heart was in a different
true,
place.
You know, that's what it means in the original Greek. You know?
Yeah, that actually translates to this sucks.
Okay, good. Anything else?
I just think like all throughout the Proverbs too.
Okay.
Like there's Proverbs that talk about like laughter and joy is like the best medicine. Your bones won't rot. Like I don't know, like just interesting stuff like that. Like just how it's good for the soul, it's medicine, it's
It seems
a
like
a merry heart does good like a medicine.
Sounds like it's tied to a relationship. When just looking real quick for the word joy, it says that you're going to have sorrow in this world, but no one, let your hearts rejoice, no one will take your joy from you. And then it says, ask and you will receive that your joy may be full. So it seems like the actual joy is coming from a connection to God.
Okay. And I think, you know, we kind of got that up there. It's not in what she said, what Rachel said. I'll read you this. So in the Old Testament, and it's actually quite the same in the New Testament. But when they use that word, it means, this is one of the things that struck me, because when I was thinking these things, and when I immediately started, I'm thinking, joy's, I would agree with Pat, joy's not an emotion. You know, it's deeper. And I was asking myself this question, you know, is, why is it deeper? You know, what does that mean if it's something deeper than just happiness? You know, that's what I hear. Joy is not happiness. It's not the same as happiness. It's not just, well, then why? And so when I just looked up the words that they were using in Scripture, so in the Old Testament, the word that's used for joy, it means joy, mirth, gladness, gaiety, pleasure. That's gaiety, A-I-E, not, you know, the other way around. But joy, gaiety, pleasure, joy of God, glad result, happy issue. And so I was like, well, it's very much emotional as well, right? And yet I don't disagree that there's something deeper, but that was one of the first things that the Lord just kind of challenged me on is, okay, wait a minute, don't over-spiritualize it. Don't put it in a category. And as I, again, I begin to look in Scripture and see how much joy is talked about throughout Scripture, it just dawned on me, God desires to see us full of pleasure, full of happiness, full of our hearts overwhelming with this happiness and pleasure and joy. And, you know, again, you can't really, it's all these things. And so, and I don't put a lot of stock in this, but it did just, because you have to be careful when you do these things. But I was just curious. In the Psalms, David talks about joy is all throughout the Psalms. And he mentions this. And so I just looked up how much these words were used. Joy and rejoice. So rejoice is kind of like the verb of joy. When we're in the act of being joyful in something. Joy and rejoice, it's used like 460 times in all of Scripture. And in the Psalms, it's used about 140 times. Just for comparison, praise is used about 266 times throughout the Scriptures, 154 times in the Psalms. So David talks about joy as much as joy and rejoicing as much as he does about praising. And love is used 479 times throughout Scripture. David talks about love, and again, you'd have to really dig into where all these are used to do it. So again, but he uses the word 47 times, talks about love 47 times in the Psalms. Mercy, 44 times in the Psalms, 131 times all throughout Scripture. And so I was just looking at these things, and I was just thinking, again, it just let me know God. And I'm telling you, when you look at joy, it's not compartmentalized. It's from Genesis to Revelation. It's talked, and in fact, Christ, and we'll begin to see some of these things coming up, but Christ himself talks much about joy. And we'll look at some of the things he says and what he intends for. But it just struck me, one, it's important to God, and it's important to our lives. I guess is the way I should say that. It's important to our lives. Joy should be an important aspect to our lives, and God desires for it to be in us, to be a part of us, to be something that fills us and overflows from us. And we're going to see a lot of different aspects of this. But it's not a small thing. And so, as you said, you know, the Webster's Dictionary version is not far off to feel a feeling of great pleasure and happiness. That is God's desire. He wants us to have that in our lives. And not just have it for our... I guess that's the other way to say that is, when we begin to look through this, don't think of it as it's just something God wants to give to us just for us. There's a purpose in it. There's something to come out of it, and we're going to see those things. Yes, it's our pleasure and our happiness, but there's a work that's done because of that. And so, anyway. All right, so next question. What about... So, when we've hit on this a little bit, and so we don't have to regurgitate it all or rehash it all. Where does joy come from? Where is joy found?
The Holy Spirit.
Jesus. Good answer. Good answer.
When you said that, it was like some cartoon character. So I guess, you know, it's like somebody said here, it's from God. But what else? I mean, again, we're not looking for the theological correct answer. We're looking for, think about your lives. Think about what's going on.
My hubby.
Okay. All right. Good.
People.
Hey, look.
Jeremiah.
Yes.
Share.
Jeremiah.
So if anybody needs some, just go see Jeremiah.
They gave me some joy. Friday took away some stuff from my garage.
Hey. I'm clarifying.
Yeah, that started off real bad.
Like relationships with people.
Okay. Well,
yeah. Barbecue road trip, baby.
Come on, baby.
Okay. Now, food. To break it down, food. I mean, yeah. Look. It's joy.
Amen.
And here's what's fun.
Vacations.
I want us to say all this. I want us to say all this, but when we start to look in the scriptures, what's gonna, I don't know, maybe it won't blow your mind. It was blowing my mind. You're gonna find food and part of joy. And so
when they're sad.
And so well and when they are expressing their joy, it's expressed in feasting, right? So you're gonna see these things. And I hope one of the aspects it gives us is it gives us a greater freedom to experience the fullness of joy and not break it down to these mystical levels where it's only experienced when we're in the depths of the altar and God does something truly dramatic, right? Mm-hmm. Joy is so much bigger than that. And he wants it to be bigger. Okay, so wait. So we had food. We had vacation. So we had vacation. So okay. Okay, so let's just call it relaxation, right?
Yeah.
When my boys, like, are acting good and they actually come up to me, like, this morning, and Leland's like, I love you, Daddy. And I'm like, oh.
Yes. Okay. Right. Okay.
You like relationships?
No. He's not screaming. What a joy you are.
What else? What else makes you joyful? What about... And this is going to be kind of, this is kind of chicken or the egg kind of thing. But what about worship? Are you ever just you're not necessarily joyful, but you put something on and man, it just you begin to, you know, you begin to praise and worship, right? Sometimes it just brings it out of you.
Being used by the Lord in whatever capacity that is doesn't
serving.
Yeah, whatever that is, and you know God has done something, you're just like.
Okay.
Or like piggybacking off of that, like when God uses you, like I think of like when something you're gifted in. So it's like something that you're naturally good at and you're able to use it for the Lord.
That's good.
Yeah,
that's good. Absolutely.
Okay. Anything else?
Or just even feeling wanted or needed by other people, like when they...
Okay.
Beautiful sunsets in nature, to be honest. Like you're just with a cup of coffee and you're just like, wow.
And you're gonna, and again, we're gonna see that all throughout Scripture, right? That's one of the things that stirs our joy, and should. So, that's a good segue into the next question.
We're gonna go on a vacation.
Yeah,
this is what God is saying. And bring food.
Now you can see why barbecue road trip is such an important part.
Okay. Why aren't we going?
Joy.
I like
barbecue.
Gender neutral.
Okay, so anything else you want to add to that?
I'd say giving.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, good.
Joyful
giving.
Yeah, to be honest, like exercise. I know they're like totally
wrong. I don't think that's in scripture, but I'll put it up there.
The feeling after.
I know,
after feeling.
Yeah, I know it like releases dopamine and everything, but sometimes you just feel good.
Yes.
You just right. You just like
getting Christmas gifts
accomplished.
I don't know if that would be the
wonder
way
taking a nap.
Exercise. I think that may be unscriptural. We'll figure that out.
Yeah. Christmas morning.
So let me ask you this. Can the world have joy? Can they truly have joy or have true joy, the world? Can they experience joy?
To a level, yeah.
I
would agree.
Yeah.
Okay. How so?
Well, in Acts, Paul said, you know, God, he gave you food, he gave you harvests and rains and gave you gladness to your hearts, but now he's commanding you to repent. It's like, you know, he's given you a lot of good things because he wanted you to see it came from him. You know, he was hoping this would lead you back to him. So yeah, I mean, he made their hearts glad.
He reigns on the evil and the good.
Yeah,
right?
Like when they can experience all the good things in life, like food and marriage and sex and children and all the things that we as Christians.
Oh,
we're Christians. You know,
that was a good one. You missed that one.
he wasted no time.
Thank you for the.
But in real life, like they can experience all those things just like we can. And I will say that like with theirs is muddied with sorrow, but so can ours be.
Yes.
You know, because we're here. Like our joy is not complete because we are not with him yet. And so I think we have a different level of it because we experience like purpose because God's given us that, and I think people that are worldly can have that. It's just not the same. So while I think they can experience joy like us, it's not to the same degree, and it's very muddy with just life.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And this is when you answer that question in that way, and I agree with you guys. When you answer that question that way, you see all the more that it really is God, the Holy Spirit, that's a source. That is the cause of all joy. So when the world does experience that, whether some of the things she mentioned that he's created for our pleasure and our enjoyment, or even, you know, I was thinking about just creation, right? I mean, my dad all the time, you know, my dad at this point in his life, he experiences a lot of depression and a lot of loneliness and a lot of darkness in his life. And yet, when he goes hunting and he's sitting there and he watches the sunrise, or he's sitting on the front porch at the lake house and he watches the sunset, mm-hmm. he'll comment just, and you can hear it in his voice that it stirs him, it moves him, it does something in him. And you know, and it made me think about Romans 1, right? Where he says, I've revealed my nature to everyone through my creation. And so even things, so yes, they can experience the joy of God, but they won't ever experience in fullness. And that's one of the things we'll begin to look at it's somewhere in this, is that there are levels of joy. It's not necessarily how God intended it, because he'll talk to us about fullness of joy, but there are levels of it. And so, yeah, so the world can experience joy. And I think that's good for us to understand, so that when we're talking with them, we can help them understand. Look, when you are chasing these things, you know, the bar, the whatever it is, these things that we chase after, there's no joy in that. It's not going to, it's false, it's temporary, it's fleeting. But when they say, well, I love hiking, or I love whatever it is, your experience, that is the grace of God, as you talked about, as Paul, you know, that's the grace of God allowing you to experience his joy. You're getting just a taste of it, mm-hmm. but there's so much more.
Should I say something?
No, well, just agreeing with you, like, just looking at the list, it's like you could, you know, a non-believer could experience everything on that list, yep. outside of, you know, praising. Well, even that, like, again,
football game.
Falsely, yeah. or that, Pastor Lee, he spoke about it last but yeah, they can experience basically everything on the board.
Yeah,
that we can.
Yeah. Amen. And so what? And we'll end with this. I don't know. We'll have time to go through this whole. But what hinders or combats joy in our lives? What would
circumstances?
So hold on a second. So let me just get this up, because I'm going to take a picture of this. All right. Okay, so circumstances.
Jealousy.
Yeah, I was gonna say
slash comparison.
Okay.
It's like the robber of all joy.
Isn't that his quote? Comparison is the thief of all joy.
I don't know
whose quote that is.
Yeah,
that's
my
quote.
That is a quote.
That is somewhere.
Leo.
Somebody look it up. Somebody see who said, find out who said that. Otherwise, we're going to attribute it to Leo.
Right.
Andrew. What else?
Too much stuff. It doesn't spark joy.
Okay, so just, let's just say...
Worldly treasures or...
Theodore Roosevelt said that.
What?
Or Leah. I mean,
or Leah. Yeah.
Anything else that you can think of?
Self.
I think, okay.
Lack of purpose.
I just think of mental health issues.
For
that
me,
can really hinder a lot of people.
I think sometimes just.
All encompassing.
Yeah.
Just not being thankful.
Somebody say, hold on a second.
I'm sorry.
Lack of purpose.
So we get on board with Rick. What's that guy's name? Rick Warren. He's helping us with our joy.
Have a good purpose-driven life.
And then you said.
Maybe that one thing he said.
I don't remember what I said. Maybe lack of thankfulness.
Okay.
Not like that, actually.
Like a lack of contentment.
Yeah, maybe that's better.
Really, is, I guess, a distance from God.
What's been said?
Sin.
All right.
Not Jesus.
So you kind of see, and look, this is just where my thoughts have been as I've been studying this with the Lord, and so. I'm not saying that you have to do it this way, but I really would appreciate. So we'll be gone next weekend. Billy and Jane are going to come in and teach, which y'all really like. But as we come back to this, be asking these type of questions of the Lord, of yourself, and of the Holy Spirit, and just begin to think. I'm not saying you got to go do the whole study and stuff, but just begin to think through these things. I've just been asking myself these simple types of questions as I go through this, and then we're going to start, there's so much scripture, and so we're going to begin to just kind of hopefully break down the scripture into some of these areas and begin to see what the Lord says, and hopefully for us to be able to grow in that joy. For me, that's one of the things I was like, God, as I began to look at this, I was like, because I guess I just never thought, I think of myself as a pretty happy guy, you know, and I don't normally feel, you know, a lot of weight or trouble. So much more than that, you know, what God wants and what He wants in us. And part of what really moved me is when I began to see what He intends for it, not just in my life, but then for others and how it's to impact others, both within the body of Christ and without in the world. And so there's so much more. And so, God, I just ask that you would begin to just teach us this. Lord, let us grow in this. Let us grow in our understanding and our desire, Holy Spirit, of this joy of God, this joy in God, and Lord, that it would have the perfect work that you desire for it to have in us and through us in this world, God. And Lord, that our homes, our marriages, our homes, our children, that this body, that we would be so marked by the joy of God that it would affect everyone and everything. Yes. I thank you. I thank you that this is your desire for us to be full of the joy of God. And Jesus, that you have made a way for that to be done. I ask God that as Holy Spirit, as we go into this service now, as we begin to praise and worship, that you would so fill our hearts and our minds with the works and the promises and the goodness of God, that it would just overflow in us in this praise and worship time, that it would overflow in us as we go and minister to others and reach out to others, God. And as we sit and listen to your word, that we might gain more of our enjoyment of you, Lord. And so God, go with us now. We thank you. We love you. Amen.